Think of the times you've yearned for better returns. After real inflation, charges, and taxes, are you even making a profit? A precious metals IRA with Noble Gold could be the answer. And this month, Noble Gold is gifting a genuine rare Carson City minted Morgan Silver dollar with every qualifying IRA or 401k. These coins were around when an ounce of silver was worth a dollar. An 1893 example in mint condition is now worth more than $3,250. This is the power of long-term precious metals investing. So get in touch with the experts at Noble Gold and talk through your options today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com or call 877-646-5347.
No, it's a global Muppet Show. It's really nothing else than a Muppet Show.
And welcome back, friends. Thank you so very much for tuning in. It's wonderful to have you back. Guys, things are getting so dystopic so quickly that I can barely keep up. But I'm going to try really hard, and I'll make some videos about some of the concerns I have going forward. Number one, vaccine passports. Show me your papers, please. Oh my God, we're going to break that down. And precious metals manipulation with my longtime friend, Claudio Grass. How are you, Claudio?
I'm doing fine, Sean. Hope you too.
Well, I'm hanging in there, man, but I am getting increasingly concerned because I don't know if you know, but we have an illegitimate president. They stole the election and gave it to this guy, and he wants vaccine passports for domestic travel. This is where we're headed, Claudio, and the people don't want it. Most right-thinking people don't want any of this, but they're going to try to shove it down our throats. What's going on in Switzerland?
Well, I mean, you know, we have the same discussions everywhere because the vaccine passport and immunity passport and so on. I mean, when we mentioned that, you know, 12 months ago, it was a conspiracy theory, you know, about digital IDs and stuff like this. No, this is never coming, of course. Now we are here. So, I mean, we always knew that, you know, that they will basically restrict our freedom of movement. That if we don't go along with the agenda by the central planners, that they will lock us out of the system. You know, that you can lose your job, that you're not allowed to travel if you're not vaccinated, that you might not go to a shopping mall because you don't have a vaccine or whatever. I mean, of course, we are heading in that direction. I mean, that's basically the narrative that they're propagating. But I mean, yeah, so far, I mean, over here in Switzerland, you know, the restaurants are closed, you know, everything which is related to sport, most of it, you know, which keeps the people healthy, that's also forbidden. I mean, whatever government has propagated over the last 12 months basically was really to weaken the health of the people in manifold ways. Otherwise, you know, okay, people are running around with muzzle when they go shopping. I mean, that's still the case, you know, for let's say 99%. But on the other side, we also see that the resistance is growing. People are fed up. We organized anti-corona demonstrations, which we started in January. The first one had 500 people. The next one had 1,500 people. The one 2 weeks later had 3,000. Another one 2 weeks later had 6,000. And now we had the last one 2 weeks ago in Liestal, where we had 10,000 people. Demonstrating peacefully, no one was wearing a muzzle. Of course, now we can see in the newspaper that you know, they basically are driving the narrative that, of course, because of those freaks and those anti-solidarity people, you know, everything can become a hotspot. That, you know, the whole epidemic is the plandemic is going longer because of people like us. So we can see that in the press, that they try to divide, you know, the people even more. And of course, they were also trying to, there's another one planned for 11th of April, which would be a big one. But so far, I mean, they are trying now to forbid demonstrations because people were not acting the way they should have. You know, it's mandatory to wear a mask and so on. So that's a bit, you know, what's going on over here in Switzerland. Otherwise, you know, everything is, yeah. We are in the big, calm before the storm. Also, the Swiss people, the domesticated humans, they still believe that somebody else is going to pick up the tape, and that somebody else will pay for it. I think once they realize that no one is paying for, or it's impossible, I think then it might change. I mean, then we really might see Depending on the nation, the culture we are in, then you might see, you know, the riots and the secession wars and that kind of stuff.
So mandatory masks is one thing, okay? Obviously, our listeners don't agree with any of it, and we've been pushing back. But mandatory vaccines, that's a whole nother level of tyranny, Claudio. Now, for anybody who is spiritually aligned and is familiar with the Bible, say the book of Revelation, folks might want to read that at this point. I'll play a video for you in a second, but your thoughts on that?
Of course, you know, the vaccine is being pushed heavily. I mean, you know, to be honest, I mean, even my parents-in-law, they took the vaccine. Because, and they were like, Claudio, you know, we have enough, we want to travel, we want to go to a restaurant. And I told them, don't do it. But I mean, at the end of the day, yeah, everyone governs himself. And so you have to let them go. But it just shows, you know, how divided society is. So I think, no, it's always hard, of course, to get the clear picture because of all the propaganda. And so, but I think there might be, you know, 15-20% of the Swiss population which is okay with the vaccine. And then I think, you know, the last polls that I've seen, I mean, a majority is still, you know, 40%, they don't want to take the vaccine. So, and right now, I mean, we don't have that many vaccines. I mean, we don't have the same shot agenda like in the United States, where they basically, you know, vaccine millions a day, and or in Germany or in Israel or, you know, in all these catastrophic government entities. So, I mean, it's not, it's, you know, we have more problems that we don't have too much enough vaccines. So, which is okay. But I think, you know, we're going to end up, I mean, some people are going to, they will ask for the vaccine every year. Some people, I mean, the society has shifted, society has changed. You have the domesticated ones. They are scared to death. They will always wear a muzzle. They will not shake hands any longer. If there is a new vaccine, I mean, they're completely occupied by this scare or this shock and awe agenda.
Well, that's what it is. And let me just say something. Isn't it interesting how easily this new world order, big pharma, globalist apparatus can suck the humanity out of so many people? For instance, my mother-in-law, just like the folks you spoke of a second ago, she took the shot from Pfizer and she got the second one despite our warnings because she was so afraid of the COVID that getting the shot alleviated her fears, even though she has no idea what's in it. And by the way, you and I have been doing something wrong during this interview. We've been calling this a vaccine. It is not a vaccine.
No, right.
It is an experimental biological mRNA gene therapy that will go in and on a genetic level, it will alter you. And people aren't being told this. So my mother-in-law, whenever she went and got this thing and signed the consent form, I'm sure she didn't know what's in it and they didn't tell her. So there's no informed consent. People are just being herded like sheep, and now they're being told that they're going to have to take this if they ever want to return to normal. So I mentioned the Mark of the Beast. I don't think that's puffery. Let me do a screen share. Claudio, BitChute has become a platform where so many people upload content from others and put it on their channels there that I don't know who produced this and I don't know who's speaking, but it definitely resonates with me, and I think everything this woman is saying is factual, in my opinion, based on my research. Listen to this.
And this is owned and operated by Rockefeller. This is part of the Barcode for Life initiative to tag and identify all life forms. No longer will any life form be pure. So that's basically what they're doing, is tweaking us enough that we can be patented. This COVID situation is the first deployment of a construct, a new life form. They have learned how to fuse biological life and robotics. And the purpose of that is for extermination, because they don't want anything of the old world. They want a new world. And they want, by 2025, all the old humans eradicated. And any human from now on basically has to be engineered in a laboratory and enhanced and augmented and part of the matrix.
I'll pause it there. I'll come back to you, Claudio. I'll try to leave that link below, guys. You can watch the whole thing. I'm not sure if I said this to you or someone else, but I know I said within recent months, If these people get total control, what's to stop them from patenting us, people, like sheep? She just mentioned that that's part of the plan. It's also part of a transhumanist plan. And that year 2025 keeps coming up. Deagle.com predicted a huge decline in Western populations by the year 2025. And I just heard the same thing from Boris Johnson's father, Stanley, who laughed, who was filled with glee when he talked about the need to reduce the population of the United Kingdom from its current 70, 75 million people down to 10 or 15 million people. And he said no later than 2025. This really is starting to look like a diabolical, in-your-face plan, and I'm not sure how we're going to stop it. Claudio?
Well, I think we can only do that on an individual level. You know, I mean, even this new world order, everything will be controlled, that you can have, you know, that the central planners will succeed with the vision that they are promoting. Because, yeah, we know them from Hollywood movies. We have seen that for 30 years, the world in 2020, and we end up as robots and artificial intelligence. I still believe it's all crap. I truly believe it's crap. It's just, you know, a narrative that they are propagating, a vision, the great reset, you know, build back better. And but I don't know. I think these guys, they also don't know. They have no clue how it's going to play out. I mean, they just demolish, the controlled demolition of the current system. You have to destroy an old one to create a new one. But I think, you know, everything is really open. So to me, I'm not that, you know, I'm not too negative. I mean, as long as you, I think, you know, when I mentioned 12 months ago, the idea that people have to physically separate from the system, that you have to move somewhere out of the cities, going into areas which are not highly populated, try to find like-minded people sharing, you know, the same values, and really, you know, prepare for what's coming. I mean, we never said, you know, that a great reset or whatever. I mean, these are the propagators, the central planners, the intellectual idiots, you know, I mean, the sociopaths basically are promoting that. And but the outcome is really open. But I think if you don't want to end up between, you know, I mean, we don't know this transition period. You know, how long is the system ongoing? It wants to fall apart, but, you know, they will use whatever falls apart. You need force to put it together. So, I mean, that's the only threat that we are witnessing in this transition period, as long as the nation states are working somehow, that they might, you know, put pressure on us, you know, try to vaccine the people and so on. But I think on the other side, the guys who are awake and the guys who understand that there is, you know, that the world has changed, that society has shifted, and if that they have to take action, personal action. Don't just talk about it, really, but, you know, think about it. It's a thinking process, but you really have to leave. I mean, you really have to go somewhere where you are a bit off-grid, and that you can, you know, survive this transition period with like-minded people. I think that's really the only thing you can do. And I can see that, you know, I mean, I received so many calls over the last few weeks. I mean, when I announced that idea 12 months ago, it was interesting, of course, but no one was ready. And now, I mean, I'm really surprised over the last few months how many people are calling up, how many people are telling me, listen, we do exactly the same in South Africa. We do it, you know, in Czech, you know, we do it in Germany. I mean, I think centralization, I mean, you know, first of all, it's never a monetary issue. I mean, money, it's not the problem of money, you know, it's not the scarcity of money, especially in a credit-based system where you basically just print money out of nothing and it's a bad promise, it's a bad security. You cannot print wealth, that's impossible. I mean, it's always the scarcity of goods and services, and that's where we are in highly deflationary models. You know, the international division of labor is disrupted, the supply chains are disrupted, the companies are disrupted, and now, I mean, we see that, you know, more and more bankruptcies are popping up. So I think it's, you know, don't be too negative, don't be paralyzed. I think, you know, really think about it, talk to your family, talk to loved ones, and, you know, just make sure that you are safe and that you're not somewhere in a city area or somewhere in an area where you really have a lot of poor people, or maybe, you know, parallel groups or whatever, which when they don't, because people only riot when they have hunger. And I think we're gonna see that kind of situation somewhere down the road.
Guys, just a side note, we had a little noise there on Claudio's microphone, and we just paused for a brief moment, and I think we have that cleared up. So let me show you this, Claudio, before we talk about precious metals and the monetary debasement. 24 world leaders call for more globalism in the wake of the pandemic. So again, I just want to round out this part of the conversation by just driving home the point that in my view, guys, this is all coordinated. This is coordinated at the highest level. Think World Economic Forum, you know, think Soros. By the way, the former head of one of these Soros organizations, I believe Media Matters, was brought into the Biden administration, Claudio.
Okay.
So
okay.
This stuff is all coordinated. It's a globalist worldview, and I think they want to just own the world and they want to depopulate it. That's just my view. And it's not being negative. It's being pragmatist. It's being pragmatic. That's what we're up against. Let me do another screen share, guys. So, Claudio, in a world gone mad, in a world controlled by these people where everything is upside down, you explain to me how this makes any sense. They're printing money, $1.9 trillion just in this country, okay, in the back of this stimulus bill. He's talking, this demonic creature in the White House is talking about another $3 trillion for some sort of infrastructure bill. So they're just looting now. They're just stealing. And gold is down again every single day. It's down from a high of around 2,000. It just broke below 1,700. This is the chart today, guys. Look at the silver chart. Same exact story, same exact manipulation at the same exact time of day. And Claudio, the same exact thing happened yesterday. So while these people manipulate our currency and print it into oblivion, the stuff that is supposed to be a hedge of protection against that behavior continues to decline. You tell me how that makes sense in any way, shape, or form.
You know, I mean, Sean, I mean, everything we see is fake. I mean, you know, financial markets are fake. Markets have been propped up. There are manipulating taking place. So, I mean, you know, it's all a Muppet show. When it comes to gold, now that it's correcting, you know, over the last 2 days, I mean, we also hear that some bigger funds had some big issues, lost tremendous amount of money. So we already have, you know, certain banks which are already back in the spotlight. Maybe there have been, you know, some guys selling something. You know, you always have to sell what if you have margin calls and stuff like this. I don't know if that has been the case, but at the end of the day, I don't care. You know, an ounce of gold is always an ounce of gold, and as long as you purchased it, you know, to save money over longer periods of time, no problem at all. If you purchased it as a hedge, as an insurance against the crash of the system, then basically it has to perform when the system goes down. And so to me, I mean, look at, you know, gold stood at 1900 in 2011. Since then, we have seen roughly 80 trillion of additional credit only injected into the current system. Everything went up, but gold went down. So, you know, I always look at it, I think it's a great buying opportunity. It's, you know, the levels are fine. I don't care. I own gold. I don't care if it's 1700 or 1900, because I know that the markets are manipulated. But these are my savings. This is my pension. This is the money for my family. It has no counterparty risk. It's not in the banking system. It's not a debt promise. So, I mean, you know, it has a story of 5,000 years that gold is money. And physical assets, you know, silver as well. So I don't even get nervous any longer, you know, when prices are going up. We know that since the Greenspan put in the 80s and so on. I mean, always they have manipulated precious metals because it has been the barometer that shows that there is something wrong with the economy. And when gold was rising, you know, and the last cleaning lady was buying gold on the street, I mean, then you knew that the whole world is in trouble and this needs to be avoided. And now they push everyone, basically, they hype the Bitcoin. So people are going into the Bitcoin. No one is touching the gold. Maybe that's also a little bit part of the story. I don't know. But, you know, I think it's, yeah, you know, 0.2% of all the total wealth is basically in gold and gold-related assets, minings and so on. So we are buying, you know, the average over the last 30, 40 years has always been 0.5. So we reached the record low. And at the same time, we can see that the whole global world is in a lockdown, you know, for 12 months and that it's a controlled demolition. ordered by the sociopaths, which are in politics, and the bureaucrats and the anointed experts, you know, raised at the government educated university system and so on. So I think it's, yeah, we're just getting closer. And so don't worry, you know, if you can buy gold at the nice price like this, it's a bargain. I mean, then let's do it, you know. And yeah.
Hey friends, just a quick word from our sponsor. $1.9 trillion in stimulus. Now you know inflation is killing your retirement. The real rate of inflation, well, it just won't let you keep up or make a profit. You need a different approach. Precious metals, not Robin Hood or stocks that can crash and leave you losing money. An IRA or 401k with Noble Gold is the answer. And this month, Noble Gold is gifting a genuine, rare, Carson City minted Morgan Silver dollar with every qualifying IRA or 401k. Find out more at NobleGoldInvestments.com. Again, that's NobleGoldInvestments.com. I always try to drive home the point about how manipulated silver is, and so many people have already done that work. Ted Butler, Gatta, Bixweer and I talk about it all the time. Mike Maloney, you know, the research has been done. It's quantifiable. The SEC, completely corrupt. The CFTC, completely corrupt. The COMEX, completely corrupt. I want to ask you something about the COMEX and the Perth Mint in a second, but take a look at this, guys. The median home price in 1980 was $47,000. Well, that was the year, I think, where the Hunt brothers drove the price of silver to 50. And of course, they were punished for that. And now here we sit all these years later. What, 40 years later? That's stunning. 40 years later, and silver is half the price it was then. How much is a median home now, guys? It's what, I think $300,000, $240,000 in the States? I mean, that's five times. A home value has gone up five times in 40 years, and silver's selling at a 50% discount. Have you heard about any of the stories over at the Perth Mint? I'm hearing they're desperately low on physical silver because the rumor is, the belief is, they've been helping the COMEX fill the demand because the COMEX is desperately low in physical silver too. So we've been waiting for a long time for this house of cards to collapse. What are you hearing?
Okay, let's look at the situation over here in Switzerland, for example, because we are still the number one refining place. I mean, 70% of all the gold refining on the global scale, the official channels, it's going through Switzerland. And so right now, of course, okay, the good stuff is, you know, gold, silver, platinum, the metals are here, but the refinery capacity is exhausted. You know, so the physical demand for both metals are higher than what can be produced. Okay, so when you order bigger quantities also here in Switzerland with the refinery, let's say for gold, you have to wait two to three weeks. In the past, you had it within two or three days. And when it comes to silver, you have to wait for 2 to 3 months. So, metals are scarce. The production capacities are also limited. And then we had the lockdowns, in the past. Then we had, all the stuff which the refineries had to do, you know, with the only 50% of the people were allowed to work because of, you know, these corona restrictions and so on. So that had an impact, and I think that's everywhere the same. I don't know. I mean, Perth Mint, I heard different kind of stories. I'm right now doing an interview with David Morgan. He's a silver guy. I very much appreciate him. So he looked into that. So that's one of the questions that I'm going to ask. But so far, I mean, if they cannot sell silver for the time being, some refineries don't have silver, or they don't have, you know, that maybe they have also only gold, because you always have this, either you produce gold bars and then you switch to silver, and then you can switch then to platinum. So you have certain processes in the refining industry. But I'm not 100% sure if they defaulted, or what you are saying, basically. I mean, I always said I would never store or buy my metals with a government-owned refinery in a certain jurisdiction like Australia, which we have seen that really, I mean, when the corona circus started, I mean, they have been the worst. I mean, it's like most of the Commonwealth nations, for example. So I think that's the threat, you know, that one day these metals might be confiscated in certain jurisdictions. And if a refinery is somehow linked with the government, an official one, I mean, then you never know what these sociopaths are able to do. So I think that's that's more a risk. But what really stands behind, if there is really a scarcity and so on, I really don't know. I also think, you know, there is so much stuff, also the vaccines, you know, that it might kill you and so on. I think there is so much information out there really trying to confuse the people completely. And at the same time, I mean, yeah, if we pick up certain stories and we go into the details, which no one knows, I mean, we don't know the truth. We don't even know what's in that vaccine. I mean, I cannot say it. I mean, I can listen to a lot of people. I can do my study, but at the end of the day, I'm still reading it. And I don't have, you know, the 100% proof what's really in there. But I think, you know, to me, yeah, the shocking is, you know, that most of the people are just playing along and waiting, you know, for better days, and they hope that the government is going to solve them. That's a bit, you know, the issue that I see. So I'm happy whenever I meet people who are willing to entertain an idea, you know, yeah, moving away, segregation, dislocate, off-grid, really, you know, think about starting something new. I think that's, you know, that's really much more important.
Yeah, I agree. I am thanking God that we do have 50 states in this country, because as the federal government becomes more overtly tyrannical on a daily basis in this country, I mean, they want to come after the guns. Get this. Here's a question for you as we round out the conversation. Claudio, does lowering taxes help stimulate the economy, or does raising taxes help stimulate the economy? Let me show you this. So this demonic entity that has been implanted in the White House, who can't string a sentence together or climb up stairs to get into an airplane, he wants the largest tax hike in generations, which they say could pay for up to 75% of his $3 trillion spending plan. The administration believes the tax hikes can also advance its goal of reducing income inequality. So that's a redistribution of wealth, folks. You take from those who earn and you give it to those that don't. Just like this last COVID stimulus bill, if you made more than a certain amount of money, you didn't get anything. And people who perhaps didn't even need the money, think of a 17, 18, 19-year-old son or daughter living at home with mom and dad, why would they get a check? They're taking from those who earn and they're giving to those that don't. That's the Democrat dream, equality they call it, when actually it's absolutely unconstitutional madness. So the question, raising taxes, is that going to stimulate the economy, Claudio?
Of course not. Of course not.
Ridiculous. No,
it's really, I mean, it's the biggest, I mean, Corona is the biggest wealth redistribution I've ever seen. You know, really from the private sector to the government sector. And to the cronies, which are linked, you know, with the government sector, of course, the big multinational companies, they all profited, you know, tremendously. And then at the same time, we see what has been done because of this flu Corona. I mean, they were killing the elderly ones. And now with the vaccine and so on, they basically go along with the same agenda. So I think it's completely insane. And, you know, people hopefully, you know, will wake up. I think most of them will only wake up when they don't have when they understand that the job is gone, the pension is gone, and that they have no money. I mean, then they will wake up before they still believe, you know, that somehow the nanny state is going to solve them. And if they just do what they have been told, that they will be fine. And I think that's not the case. But I mean, I don't want to deal with those kind of people anyway. You know, I don't want to deal with slaves, with barbarians, you know, which don't understand self-responsibility, freedom of speech, private property, freedom of choice, you know, that we have certain rights given by God or by nature, but definitely not by the state.
100%. Well, that's what it's going to come down to, is either humanity is reintroduced to these ideas that you are born with natural rights, or they're going to be duped. A large portion of the population will be duped into believing that you have to look to government to protect you. And every single time people do that, they lose more and more of their natural rights. And I don't think we're very darn far away, Claudio, from a generation that doesn't even know they have natural rights. That's where these globalists want to take us. They want to remove people like you and people like me from society altogether, so these dangerous ideas of freedom stop coming out. They don't want people having these conversations because they don't want people to be free. They want people on their plantation, their UN Agenda 2030 plantation, rounded up into big giant hellhole cities, if you're allowed to survive at all, where you'll be chipped, you'll be tracked, and you'll be traced. That's their vision, man. UN Agenda 2030, and it's the most dystopic, satanic vision for the world I can imagine.
It is. I mean, it is completely sick, and I truly believe, you know, the goal of civilization is the radical decentralization of power, ultimately to the level of the individual. You know, we need, you know, divine rights for everyone. You govern yourself and nobody else. And I think that's also what Corona brought out. You know, I mean, a lot of people have been awakened in a way. That they realize that there is really something going wrong, and hopefully, you know, they will just stay on this. It's a thinking process, because, you know, it's, you have to overcome this. I mean, people have to question what their whole picture of the world so far. You know, this cognitive dissonance when you realize that the world is really different than what you have been told or what it has been sold. And so to me, I think this Corona, I mean, it's just, the lie is too big that it can succeed. Therefore, I'm optimistic that if the people prepare themselves, you know, physically, you know, have a plan B, take money out, you know, take yourself out of the banking system, get independency, you know, buy stuff which have no counterparty risk, which is not a debt promise, which cannot be deflated, inflated, or blocked in the banking system. I think that really makes sense. And that in combination with some like-minded people and friends, you know, let's create a new civilization. I mean, you know, we have never been free. Maybe this is the time really, you know, to go for that, and that's the way it should be anyway. You know, we don't need these sociopaths ruling over us, those parasites which are unproductive and just living off tax money. Why should we any longer listen to these guys? I think it's really time to, you know, to say, okay, talk whatever you want to do it, but I'm not going to listen. I have enough. I'm not going to pay taxes any longer. And
that's my feeling. But here's the problem. They have the enforcement. The IRS has the guns. They have the courts. They control all of it. And, you know, I've been really talking with others like Anna von Reitz and Christopher James up there in Canada about trying to reintroduce common law courts and take our countries and take our world and take our freedoms back. Because, again, we do have God-given natural rights, but these people don't respect any of that. And I couldn't agree with you more. Who would want to pay taxes to a criminal government that we did not elect, that prints the money out of thin air and then says, oh, well, we kind of need to pay some of that back, so we're going to raise your taxes. We're going to make your life even more miserable. We're going to make the taxes more onerous as we continue to print unabated. A corporate tax increase from Trump's 21% to 28%, raising $730 billion over a decade. Let's just stop right there. These guys print in just a couple of months. They spend more than that in just a couple of months, Claudio. This is madness. So the point is, guys, they print the money out of thin air, and they're going to tax the hell out of anybody who's built a business and who is earning money, and they're going to take that money and they're going to give it to those who haven't earned it, or to bankrupt states like California and Illinois and New York, where Democrats have run those states into the ground. They're going to take your money, or your business's money, your family's money, and they're going to give it to those that didn't earn it. That is the Democrat dystopia in which we live. And believe me, there's Republicans that are snakes too. But as we part ways, I just want to reiterate, I don't think this guy was lawfully elected. We the people did not vote for open borders, masks from coast to coast, mandatory vaccines or vaccine papers. We didn't vote for higher taxes. We sure as hell didn't vote to have war with Syria again. We didn't vote for warmongering with Russia. I mean, this is just a disaster. We have an illegitimate government here, and I just want to drive that point home as we say our goodbyes.
No, it's a global Muppet show. It's really nothing else than a Muppet show. And I think, you know, okay, America is the empire. So it stands in the spotlight. The US dollar is the world currency reserve. So it also stands in the spotlight. I have the feeling, I mean, they want to destroy the US dollar as the world currency reserve. I mean, it's so leveraged. I mean, there's they have been printed so much money. I mean, it has to. I mean, everything comes to an end at the end of the day. And now, of course, with Biden and the Democrats, I mean, the only suggestion I can make, if I would be an American, make sure that you have certain stuff not in the same jurisdiction, not in the United States, because the government is going to go after everyone that has some money over there. So, you know, really to think about maybe, you know, moving some of the capital outside of the jurisdictions that you're in and just have a kind of hedge insurance, you know, located in a country where it still respects private property rights and the power of politicians is limited. And so far, even, I mean, the corona crisis is terrible. It's a global psychological warfare operation from my point of view. But still, you know, Switzerland is a different story than the rest of the world. What I have seen when it comes to the police, how the people are treated, how free the people are still in Switzerland in comparison with Germany or France or Italy. I mean, we never had curfews. It was not allowed not to leave. It was always a suggestion, you know, not to leave. So we never had the same harassments. We are not beaten up by the police when we don't wear a mask and all that kind of stuff. And that's what we can see in the rest of the world. So I think, you know, think about this. You can always prepare. I mean, that's the only thing we can do anyway. We cannot control the wind, but we can always prepare and we can set the sail in a way that makes sense.
Yeah, I agree. But we can also talk to everybody. You know, go out to eat, talk to the waitress or the waiter, talk to the bartender, talk to your neighbors, let them know this is not a vaccine. And you and I made that mistake early in the call. It's not a vaccine. I know we're all being programmed to call it the vaccine. It is an experimental biological mRNA gene therapy that is designed. It's all part of this transhumanist plan, friends. It's designed to alter your DNA. And I don't think anybody knows it. I think 99% of the people taking the vaccine, 99% of the people taking the shot don't know what's in it. And that, to me, is a crime against humanity. Claudio, I always enjoy our conversations, so we'll have to continue to have them. We'll get you back on the schedule here in the next month or two. Can you tell people how they can find you in the meantime?
Yeah, they can go on my homepage, claudiograss.ch. And so I also have a blog, and I just wrote an interesting article, I think, you know, about how reliable is the internet? What's the idea behind the internet? What do I think about cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin in particular? Does it make sense that it is so high? What is the nature of open source? So, you know, basically addressing those kind of, especially the internet, because, you know, with the internet, we don't have to go back to the Stone Ages. But for the time being, it's centralized. I mean, so the central planners, they have some impact when it comes to the internet. But, you know, what is possible, because the whole internet is basically fully decentralized. And now we just have to go in that direction. So it's also, I think it's an interesting read, which gives you also some an overview about the tech and the internet as such.
Well, I know we're trying to wrap this up, but since you just brought up crypto, let me do a screen share. This is something I wanted to cover in a future video, but I'll just share it now. So the CEO of Library, also known as Odyssey, it's very confusing, but there's LBRY, to which you can upload videos. There's also Odyssey. I'm told they're one and the same. I find it very confusing. They tried to do a rebranding, but they've stuck with both. So anyway, when you think about cryptocurrencies and the use case for them, think of how there has been a new spark to the economy in terms of Library or Odyssey rewarding viewers and content creators with Library tokens. Well, now they're being hassled by the SEC, which filed a complaint against Library, the creator of the Library blockchain and the video sharing platform Odyssey, alleging that the sale of Library credits by Library Inc. constitutes unregistered security offerings. I just share this with you guys because Library and Odyssey allow me, a censored content creator who can no longer upload to YouTube or Twitter or Patreon, to put my content up on Odyssey or Library, as I do with BitChute and Rumble. And who's the SEC coming after? Library and Odyssey. They probably want to shut them down. Why? Because that's where free speech lives. I don't see the SEC or the CFTC coming after JP Morgan and putting an end to the silver and gold manipulation. But a small startup like Library and Odyssey that's trying to compete against YouTube, they're going to get hassled. That's the world in which we live, friends. A dystopic, tyrannical world where your freedoms are shrinking by the day. And government is force. Government is the opposite of freedom. I think that's the ultimate message Absolutely. To share with people here, yeah. Claudio. Government is the absolute antithesis of freedom or to freedom.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks so much for your time today. I do appreciate you, and we'll talk again soon.
Always a pleasure, Sean. Take care. Right.
Speak you soon. Too, buddy. Thank
Stay
you.
Free.
Right. Stay free, guys. God bless. Guys, and thank you so much for tuning in. For real news, of course, you can find us directly every single day at sgdreport.com, the antidote to corporate propaganda. God bless you and your families. Bye-bye.
These false flags, if you're not paying attention from the get-go, they scrub information. They're scrubbing studies. They're just rewriting history, a la 1984 Orwellian. It's real, folks.
Hey, friends, just a quick word from our sponsor. Are you making full use of your savings? Think of the times you've yearned for better returns. After real inflation, charges, and taxes, are you even making a profit? You want to retire stress-free. A precious metals IRA with Noble Gold could be the answer. And this month, Noble Gold is gifting a genuine rare Carson City-minted Morgan Silver Dollar with every qualifying IRA or 401k. These coins were around when an ounce of silver was worth a dollar. An 1893 example in mint condition is now worth more than $3,250. This is the power of long-term precious metals investing. So get in touch with the experts at Noble Gold and talk through your options today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com or call 877-646-5347.